Good morning. Welcome to those who are here in the sanctuary. Welcome to those who are watching online. We pray always that this service will be that blessing as we are reminded of God's love and grace that he continues to give to us through his blessed Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. I'm Pastor Craig Larson, along with Pastor Mike Sager, and we get to be the pastors here at Desert Hills as we continue to do and to learn and to do ministry together. Just as we truly are the people of God, we get a chance to be reminded about who we are and whose we are in our, are you ready, mission statement. So did you know at Desert Hills we celebrate and we make who? It is always, may it always be with you as you continue to reflect the love that God has for you this day. Just wanted to say thank you for all who came to the Monsoon concert on Wednesday. Wow, it was an amazing event to watch the musicians. Just a show of hands who all showed up. Okay, good, good. The rest of you, you got till next year. It truly isn't a remarkable thing to know, and we just shake our heads and going, we get that privilege to see those musicians always here in this place. So thank you for their efforts and for those that came. Fair trade is happening down in the hallway. Basically, again, it's a way to very, very richly support those that actually grow and produce the crops. The chocolate, the teas, the oils, the coffee. It's that opportunity of making a difference, not only to those who, as we consume them, but to those who actually grow them. So, great for gifts. Today, following our 11 o'clock service at about 12:15, we are having an organizational meeting for the Via de Cristo community. This is organizational, so if you have attended a walk to Emmaus, Via de Cristo, or Curcio, that's who needs to come to this meeting. We're going to start out in the far end of the fellowship hall, and then we will go from there just to make sure that we've got enough space. But that's where we're going to be starting. Desert Hills is sponsoring and being part of the Hunger Walk for 2023. Registration forms are available in the narthex as well as in the various tables as you come in. Note that it's an opportunity not only just to walk, but truly to support that wonderful, worthwhile ministry. At Desert Hills on August 29th, we will be having a blood drive here at the church. Go ahead and call the Red Cross to make sure that you've got an appointment and time to do that. I guess during the summer, the blood bank is running low, and so it's an opportunity, again, to take and try to fill it up and wonderful life-giving fluid with that. On Thursday, I'm scared to announce it, but Thursday, August 24th at 2 p.m., bring your favorite board game to church, or a card game or whatever, and it's going to be just a time to gather and play games in the fellowship hall. There's going to be some ice cream, and again, who knows who's going to be there, but it's an opportunity, again, to have that fellowship, and it truly is organized by the Food Fellowship and Fun Team. So make sure that that's part of your Thursday afternoon. If this is your first time here visiting, we'd like to encourage you to go to the welcome table, and just so that we can continue to get to know you as well as the various things that are happening here at the church. I believe that's the announcements, and so let's continue our time together with a word of prayer. Almighty God, we thank you that you have called us, you have gathered us, whether in the sanctuary or online. You, O God, have brought together this community of faith, this community that continues to take and hear and respond to the life-giving force that you have provided because of your Son. God, we ask that you would bless this time as we can continue to hear your words of grace and forgiveness, and Lord, to offer you our words of praise and thanksgiving. All of these things, O God, we pray because of and through your blessed Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please stand as we sing our opening hymn.
Of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Most merciful God, we confess that we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us. Renew us and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, he gives the power to become the children of God, and bestows on them the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord.
grace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Victory for our God. Hallelujah.
Worthy is Christ, the Lamb who was slain, whose blood set us free to be people of God. Power and riches and wisdom and strength.
God of all peoples, your arms reach out to embrace all those who call upon you. Teach us, as disciples of your Son, to love the world with compassion and constancy, that your name may be known throughout the earth, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Today's first scripture reading is from Galatians chapter 5, starting with verse 16. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desired what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Today's second scripture reading is from Galatians chapter 5, starting with verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other. The word of the Lord.
Beloved people of God, whether here in sanctuary or online, may the Holy Spirit give you all that you need this day, and may you find the life that God has granted each of us in that Spirit. Amen. So if you've been here, we have been working on a 3-week series on the fruit of the Spirit. It started 2 weeks ago when we looked at Jesus proclaiming to us and to the world that what comes out of your mouth reflects what's in your heart. We were reminded, like any good farmer or anyone who's planted something outside, that you need good soil in order for a plant to begin to grow. And Jesus reminds us that Jesus wants our heart to be good soil, open to receive all that God wants to give us. So we began this journey in the fruit of the Spirit by acknowledging the need to be open to God's leading in our life so that our hearts may be good soil. Last week, we talked about the fact that you are what you drink. We heard Jesus standing up on the last day of the Feast of the Tabernacle, a feast that reminds the people of Israel and reminds us that God provided for them when they were traveling from bondage in Egypt to the Promised Land. And how we are on that same journey, going from the bondage of brokenness in our lives to the kingdom of God that is coming before us. We were reminded last week that the Feast of the Tabernacle proclaimed that Jesus, God, was the light of the world and that the Messiah would come. And at the end of this festival, Jesus stands up and proclaims, "All who thirst, come to me, and you will find life-giving water." Jesus stood up and proclaimed the Feast of the Tabernacle. All the promises of God were fulfilled in Jesus. And now we move to this week, where we focus on the fruit of the Spirit as found in the book of Galatia, where Paul begins to work with the people of this church of Galatia that he has been working with. If you read the book of Galatians, you'll discover that Paul is kind of harsh with this community. Paul had started in this community. He had told them the good news of the gospel. They took hold of it with great passion and energy. And then we are told some false teachers came and told this church, "Well, that's great what Paul told you, but you need to add something. You need to do the works. You need to follow certain practices for you really to be children of God." And this young church took a hold of that and began to believe that they somehow had to add to what God was doing in order for God to receive them. In the book of Galatians, we hear Paul's response. And Paul argues with them that they had freedom and now they are returning to bondage because it has become about them. And this morning we hear the end of Paul's argument. When Paul reminds them and us that there is tension between the desires of the flesh. And the desire of the flesh is not just things you want to do. It is your own desire to do it yourself. That's really what Paul is going up against. that Paul is fighting their desire to somehow do something in order for God to love them, to really rely on their own strength, their own work, their own righteousness instead of God's. That's the desire of the flesh. The desire of the flesh is to have everything about us, about me. And when I follow the desires of the flesh, I look at everything that happens under my own understanding, my own desires. Paul goes on to talk about what are the results of the work of the flesh. Paul talks about if you do in the works of the flesh, you result in anger and jealousy, conceit, frustration, envy, revenge. Now, I don't know about you, but it doesn't take me much work to get angry or feel disrespected or feel envious. Most days driving along Green Valley, I can feel anger. And I'm sure there's a few times that people kind of felt angry with me. It doesn't take much, does it? There's no desire to get up in the morning and say, today I am going to get angry. It just happens, doesn't it? The desire of the flesh just pops up without much need to work at it. Because I believe the universe should be about me. And if you violate what I think, I get angry. Or if I don't get what I think I deserve, I get jealous or envious. Why did they get it and not me? And that's what Paul is talking about this morning. And Paul is talking about we can't follow that desires and be led by the Spirit. I thought about that image and thought about what kind of image is there in today's world about that tension between these two realities. And I thought about my dog. I thought about my dog when my wife and I go walking and she goes one way and I go another way. And you can see in my dog's eyes and expression conflict. And she begins to run from one person back to the other, frustrated that we're not together, trying to figure out who to follow. And as we get further and further apart, she begins to get exhausted running back and forth until finally at some point she has to decide. She has to decide who will she follow. She can't follow both. And if you think about our world and our lives, our desire between the flesh and me led by the Spirit, we live in that same conflict, don't we? There are times we want to be led by the flesh. We want what we think we deserve. We want to be right. We want to be angry. We want revenge. But sisters and brothers in Christ, you can't desire that and find peace or joy or love. Just like my dog, at some point we have to make a decision. You can't be led by the same, by those two forces. You have to choose which one you want to be led by. And that's what Paul is reminding the people of God. And the beauty of being led by the Spirit is, it's God's gift to us. All we're called to do is trust that Jesus has done enough for us. We don't need to add somehow our goodness or righteousness or works in order for God to love us. The minute we start thinking that somehow we have to add something, we get in trouble. Because the minute I do that, I look at you and say, well, you're not doing quite enough. Or maybe I get mad that you seem to be doing more than me, and I wonder, does God love me less than God loves you? See, the minute I begin to make it about myself, I'm once again in bondage to myself and the flesh. It's only when I trust that Jesus has done enough, and I can walk out in the Spirit. if you look at what Paul is talking about in Galatians, Paul is not talking about a one-time event. Paul is reminding us it's a journey of walking. It's one step after the other. There will be times that you choose the wrong and you are led once again by the flesh. But Jesus invites us to come back and be led once again by the Spirit, to keep taking those steps. And as you take those steps, guess what? The Spirit will produce in you fruit. The fruit of the Spirit. You see, it's not your fruit. It's not my fruit. It's the fruit of the Spirit. When you are led by the Spirit, you will discover peace. You will discover joy. You will discover love and forgiveness. See, Paul doesn't list all the gifts of the Spirit. Paul just says these are the beginnings of what the fruit of the Spirit looks like. You will have peace, you'll have joy, you'll have love, and the list goes on. When you trust that God has done it all, then you can focus on other things than what the flesh is calling you to do. You can get up and say, today I will be kind. I will be kind, not because I work hard, but because I trust the Spirit's leading me. And I know that God will take care of me, so I can be kind to someone else, because God has been kind to me. That's the beauty of the fruit of the Spirit. It will naturally happen when you're willing to take that step and be led by the Spirit. The Spirit that wants to lead you home. And just like my dog, you have to decide who you trust, who you want to follow, who will lead you home. Do you want to live a life of anger and jealousy, a feeling of competition? Or do you want to live a life of love and joy and peace and knowing it's all been done for you? That's the call of God. Take that step and be led by the Spirit. So if you'd like to go a little deeper in today's message, I invite you to think about this. Where do you struggle the most in being led by the Holy Spirit? What part of your life do you like to hold on to that flesh, or that flesh seems to dominate? Pray about it. Know that the Spirit wants to lead you. And take that step and see how God's fruit will grow in your life. But beloved of God, this is not about you trying harder. This is simply about you trusting more. Jesus has done it all. You are just called to follow and be led. And let the Spirit of God give you all that you need, even life itself. Amen.
together, let us affirm our faith with the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate and was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We will now have the gathering of offerings. The prophet Nehemiah said to God's people, "Go and enjoy choice food and sweet drinks, and send some to those who have nothing prepared. This day is holy to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." Let us pray. Almighty God, we come this day to give you our thanks, our prayers, our gifts of time, talent, and treasure, and for all that we do for your mission in the world to bring good news that is needed, and help and hope for all the people. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We remember those who have recently died, including Mike Hoy and Richard Stuckmayer. O God, receive them into the arms of your mercy and everlasting peace. And may the truth and promise of God's resurrection bring comfort and hope to their families and friends who grieve. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. New to our prayer list are Robert Essie, Diane Quast, and George Reek. Leaving the prayer list with thanksgiving for healing is Gwen Mowat. We take time now to silently pray for those who remain on our prayer list, as well as for others in our hearts and for situations in our lives. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of hope, we pray for all those who are lonely, fearful, or in pain, and for those who are struggling with addictions and dependencies that cripple their living and harm the world about them. We pray for caregivers who are in need of strength as they care for others. We lift up teachers and students as they begin a new school year. Keep them safe, and may their classrooms be a place of learning. Bless parents as they raise and care for their children, and may they be good examples of love, and their homes be a place of nurture and growth. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray, O Lord, for those who are on our minds and hearts this day. Family members we have prayed for over many weeks or years. Friends who are struggling to find meaning in their lives. Acquaintances who need healing, or strangers who need the comfort of your spirit as they grieve. Be with all these people, O God, and bring them your peace, which surpasses all understanding. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Gracious God, you are the giver of all good things. We pray to ask you to give us the fruits of the Spirit. Help us to love and be full of joy, peace, and patience. Help us to be kind, good, faithful, and gentle when dealing with others. And finally, give us the self-control to bear the fruit so others can see. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, we ask for your love to be so profound and powerful in our lives that we cannot help but fully experience it. May your love flow through us and out into the lives of others. With this love, may your joy fill our hearts and give us peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Accept these prayers, gracious God, and those known only to you, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right and salutary that we should at all times and all places offer thanks and praise to you, O Lord, Holy Father, through Christ our Lord, who rose beyond the bounds of death and, as he has promised, poured out your Spirit of life and power upon the chosen disciples. At this the whole earth exults in boundless joy. And so with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord God of our life, heaven and earth, the hope of your
promise this day. That in the night which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread. And when he'd given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup. And when he'd given thanks, he gave it to all to drink, saying, "Take and drink, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in the remembrance of me." We pray together the prayer which our Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. For those that are online, take and eat. This is the body of Christ, broken for you this day. Take and drink. This is the blood of Christ, shed for you, continuing to be with you and give you that strength that is needed. Amen. For those that are here in the sanctuary, know that God has welcomed you into this feast which he has prepared. The dark color is the wine. The light color is the grape juice. There's gluten-free wafers for those who are in need. Come, for the table is set. God gives us the promise that we truly are his, called to be his children. And as we continue to take and know and believe that promise and have faith that we truly are able to take and bear that good fruit that comes from Him. And so, hear the blessing this morning. As you go, go as those who belong to Christ Jesus. Love your neighbor, find joy in simplicity, make peace with all, practice patience and kindness in your home, offer goodness to those who don't deserve it, and be your actions be and words be guarded by self-control. We do this in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please stand as we sing our closing hymn.
Go now, bearing the fruit of the Spirit into all the world.
Thanks be to God.
Amen. Amen.